is subdivision 2005-95, Harleton Acquisitions LLC.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, dividing 90.56 acres into 197 lots within the environmentally sensitive developing district, developing district overlay zone, located east of Road 348A and being south of Road 349. The applicant did provide us on Monday a copy of a booklet for the record. The booklet includes an introduction, an executive summary, a reference to existing conditions, design concept, an HOA, homeowner association, organization, management structure, specific considerations of 99-9C from the subdivision regulations, the response to the Office of State Planning request for review letter based on the PLUS process, and environmentally sensitive development district criteria references, open space management plan, and property drawings. That is a part of the record. And I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments.
Mr. Chairman, the TAC committee responded with written comments by August 23rd of this year or last year. They'll all be made a part of the record. And today we received a letter from the Indian River School District reference to this application. That'll be made part of the record. I'll pass a copy down for your review. Go ahead.
All right, sir. Thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and I represent the applicant, Harleton Acquisitions LLC. With me tonight is Richard Boyle, seated behind me right back here, who is a representative of the applicant. He's also a vice president of Natelli Communities, which is the parent company of Harleton Acquisitions LLC. And also with me is Kevin McBride of Morrison Ritchie Associates, and they're the land planners and engineers for this proposed development. As was stated, there was an exhibit book that was submitted that I assume each of you gentlemen have. And also there was an appendix submitted, not to each one of you, but there's one for the record, which contains a number of documents and studies that were done. The appendix does include a phase one environmental assessment that was prepared, a geotechnological report, an assessment of cultural resources, and also a letter from the Army Corps of Engineers indicating that the non-jurisdictional determination from the wetland delineation that was done. This is an application for a 197 single-family lot residential subdivision. What I'm going to be doing is addressing some general information about the application and its compliance with the applicable land use regulations. And then Kevin McBride will be presenting the details of the site plan and the considerations that went into the development design. The Harleton property contains 90.56 acres. It's located on the south side of Old Mill Road, which is County Road 349. And it's between White's Neck Road and Murray Road. And it's just northwest of Millville. The site is actually across Old Mill Road from an application that you heard fairly recently that was approved back in January, and that was the Bethany Ridge subdivision. The Harleton site is partially used for agriculture. The rest of it is wooded. There are no tidal or federally regulated wetlands located on the site. As I said, there is a determination from the Army Corps of Engineers confirming that in the record. The property is currently zoned AR1. Under the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance, it will remain AR1. Yeah. As you know, one of the stated purposes of the AR1 zoning district is single-family residential dwellings, and single-family residential lots are a permitted use in the AR1 district. Under the state strategies for policies and spending, a majority of this site is actually in the investment level 3 area, and a portion of it is actually in the investment level 2 area. Under the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan map, the site is in the environmentally sensitive development area, which again, as you know, is a designated growth zone under the plan. It's an area where growth is anticipated and planned for by the county. As recognized by the comprehensive plan and as enacted by the environmentally sensitive district overlay zone ordinance, lot sizes in the environmentally sensitive zone can be clustered, basically permitting a minimum lot size of 7,500 square feet. And the density permitted in such a development, if central water and sewer is utilized, is the density of the underlying zoning district, which in this case would be the AR1 zoning district, which permits 2.17 lots per acre. Now, the proposed Heartland development complies with all of those requirements. The development proposes to contain 197 single-family lots. The development will have central water for domestic consumption and for fire protection, and that'll be provided by Tidewater Utility Company. The development will have central sewer service through Sussex County's North Millville Extension Area, and the county sewer service to the site will be developed in coordination with the Bethany Ridge subdivision, which, as I said, is located across the street, and then also the Bay Forest Club development, which is located just east of the site. All 197 lots will have a minimum lot size of 7,500 square feet. The overall density is 2.17 lots per acre, which is the permitted density of the district. Other utilities serving the development, electricity would be provided by Delaware Electric Cooperative. Although a portion of the property is actually in the Delmarva Power Service Area, in the exhibits that were submitted, there are ability to serve letters from both companies, and that'll be something that'll have to be worked out as to electrical service. Propane would be provided by Sharp Energy. Mediacom will provide cable TV and internet service. Telephone would be by Verizon. There are ability to serve letters, as I said, in the exhibits. Heartland is located in the service area of the Millville Volunteer Fire Company for fire protection and emergency medical service. And it's also located in the Indian River School District. And as Mr. Abbott stated, there is a letter from the school district commenting on the plan. DelDOT did not require a new traffic impact study for this application. And as you may recall, a traffic impact study had been done in connection with the Bethany Forest Club application and the Bethany Ridge application, again, across the street. Heartland will be required to participate in the road improvements that were recommended by those traffic impact studies as reviewed and approved by DelDOT. So this development will participate in the road improvements that DelDOT has already indicated will be required. Shopping and service areas are available nearby on Route 26 in Millville and in Ocean View. The site has easy access to the Food Lion Shopping Center and then also the new Millville Town Center. All lot owners in the subdivision will be required to become members of the Homeowners Association. The Homeowners Association will enforce the restrictions, will collect dues and assessments, and will maintain and operate the common areas and the community facilities. Now, as I stated, Heartland is in a planned growth area, and it's kind of obvious from two points of view. One is it is located, as I said, in a county sewer district, the North Millville expansion of the Bethany Sewer District. As you know, sewer planning studies use an assumption that development in these sewer districts will occur at a density of 4 units per acre. And as I said earlier, Heartland actually is being developed at the AR density of 2.17 units per acre or lots per acre, which is significantly less than the assumption used for purposes of the sewer studies. Also, there's a map in your exhibit or in your exhibit book, as well as I'm just going to refer to a map that we have here as an exhibit. This is the nature of the area. It shows numerous developments that are located in the area. The Heartland property again is located right here, outlined in red. Old Mill Road.
Road runs right here. This is the Bethany Ridge subdivision, which, as I said, was approved back in January. Bay Forest Club is located down here. Bywood Manor is a subdivision that actually was incorporated into the Bay Forest Club and is now actually part of that. Again, White's Neck Village and surrounding it, you'll see many developments, and you're pretty familiar with the area. This is an area where growth is occurring. With that, I think I'd like to just get right to the site plan itself, so I'll turn this over to Kevin McBride so he can review that with you.
Good evening. I'm Kevin McBride with Morris & Ritchie Associates, Land Planners and Engineers, 404 South Bedford Street in Georgetown. I just want to walk you through some of the existing conditions prior to development and why we took some of the directions we did with the plan. Bethany Ridge is right across the street from where this arrow is. That would be our entrance into the site. The northern and eastern portion of the site is forested. It's about 73% of the site. About 27% of the site is open farmland, 24 acres there. There's a low-lying area here that the Corps has determined is not a jurisdictional wetland, just a low-lying area that's contained within itself. Over on the western portion of the site, there is a ditch that about a year or so ago, the Corps stopped making determinations on ditches pending some court rulings. We've conceded that whether it's a wetland or not, we're going to provide a 50-foot buffer around it and up to about 240-foot, so it's well beyond any. There are no buffers now, but we're going to go ahead and put that minimum and average buffer around it. This says drainage ditch here, but it really refers to this wooded portion here. There's a swale that goes from a high point towards that ditch that we're going to be utilizing, and you'll see for stormwater management. There's a ridge that divides the low area here from this area here. There's another ridge in here where we've got a lower area here. This water would all be run through and then out to the lowest point on the western end of the property. Elevations range up to elevation 21 at the ridge. Over in this area here, there's an existing cemetery, the Parker Nichols House, was originally down in this area. We're going to leave that area alone, no development in that area. And the cemetery with remains is in this area. Again, that area will be preserved. The intention was to preserve as much open space, especially in the forest areas, as possible. Quickly walk you through some of the features. Like I said, the entrance will line up with the Bethany Ridge entrance. As you come in, there will be no houses along the immediate area of the road as you enter in. Neither side, a single entrance into the project with a median curving around. And we've used what we call coving, where you have a straight line along the property lines. We've curved the roads purposely. We've put some cul-de-sacs in so we can save as many trees around the perimeter as possible. We have a minimum 30-foot buffer around the site, but we've tried to create this coving action that will save a lot of trees. And then rather than running the roads parallel in the woods, again, we've coved them and curved them in such a way that we have trees behind these lots. There's 197 lots, and about 90%, 89 to 90% of them will back up or front on open space. Concept being that as you enter in, we've got tennis courts and open space up along this ridge, and then a central amenity linked by a strong axial relationship that runs east-west and north-south, connecting everybody through pedestrian paths. Central in the community, we'll have a bus stop between the tennis courts. The cemetery is over here. Roads terminate on open space. In most cases, you'll see roads coming out into open space. Terminating views for long axes on water features and open area, again, connections through village greens. Open ball fields or, you know, walkways in the open area, and where we have the trees, where you see clearing, we're just doing that so you know there's a walkway through there, but there's no reason to clear any of these trees for those walkways. We can meander them through the trees that are existing, so we're trying to save as many trees as possible. Like I said, the 30-foot buffer averages 115 around the perimeter. In addition to what you see is the red is sidewalks on both sides of the road. And that's roughly 4 miles of sidewalk. We've got 20,800 linear feet of roadway. We've got 6-foot bituminous walkways and multimodal paths contained within the development. And we've got along here 8-foot multimodal paths for DelDOT along White's Neck Road. Open space statistics. What's in green is open space. It's roughly 35% of the site, and it's made up of village greens, you know, tot lots, which is about 0.15 acres, tennis courts, over half an acre of tennis courts. There's 4 tennis courts there. The pool and community center with a 6,000 roughly square foot community center and pool and bathhouse, and over 30 acres of passive open space contained within the development. And like I said, 173 lots out of the 197 back up or front on open space. Here's an example of some of the open space areas. There's village greens or tot lot areas in amongst the wooded area. Again, paths connecting them. The stormwater management area in that low area with paths that run from the entrance all the way around to the community center so that people can get to the community center without necessarily walking along the sidewalks, along the roads if they don't want to. In addition to the tot lots, the community center, bus stop, tennis courts, here's the cemetery. The cemetery, you'll see in your book, is small, and it has some iron bars and concrete monuments that define it. We've extended that area around there an additional minimum 30 foot up to 40 feet on some sides to go ahead and put additional fencing beyond that. And we've contracted to do additional digs prior to construction to make sure that we don't have any remains outside of that. We'll work closely with the state to monitor that. We want to preserve that for the historical nature of it. At the western end of the property, we have a proposed stormwater pond connected with open space, and this is the drainage ditch that is most likely not jurisdictional, but we're going to treat it as if it is. The outfall for this stormwater will be in a southwesterly direction. In your brochure, the stormwater concept is to take everything from the eastern end of the site and run it through this pond and then down and through to this pond and then ultimately out to a pipe there. No more runoff will leave than currently is leaving the site in its post-development condition. We'll be using it through a series of BMP trains, bioswales, wet ponds with planted aquatic fringes. We've purposely put this pond in the low area, left the larger trees around it to help in deterring geese and waterfowl from landing in there. That was one of the requests of DENREC to do what you can to impede that. And again, over here, we've got trees where we don't have trees on the east side. We're going to plant some trees to help deter that. There also is the TMDL regulations through the state that aren't currently adopted but are forthcoming. I serve on a committee there. This also complies with all those regulations. There's a method to use the stormwater regulations that we've got in place and then go a little bit above and beyond that if you choose to opt to do that, which would be the 50-foot minimum buffer with a 100-foot average buffer off of any wetlands. And again, we don't believe these are wetlands, but should they be wetlands and should we need a permit, we've got the minimum 50-foot and over 100-foot average There also is something in there that if you can save 30% of the forest, you are deemed to meet the TMDL regulations. We're saving 41% of the forest, so we're well beyond that. And of course, it is a cluster development, which is what they're encouraging. So, and in your booklet is our response to the PLUS comments, and I won't necessarily go through those. There's also point by point explanation of how we've met the environmentally sensitive development district criteria. And again, it's a little redundant because it also is in the PLUS comments and also 99.9C. If you have any other questions, I'd be glad to answer.
Gentlemen, in summary, Parlton is a low-density, single-family residential development. It's in conformity with all the county zoning and subdivision ordinance requirements. It's located in a growth area under the comprehensive plan, and it's located in a county-operated sewer district. Kind of gone fast, but I think we've addressed the appropriate issues. I am going to submit to Mr. Lank proposed findings of facts and proposed conditions that I would ask you to consider. Rather than read them, I'll just submit them to you unless anyone has any questions about those. I will say that they are similar to the conditions and findings that were utilized on the Bethany Ridge application. Also, rather than read them, in the exhibit book that was submitted to you, Exhibit 6, which is page 14 of the exhibit book, contains a written summary of the Section 99.9C considerations and how we believe we address those. And also Exhibit 9, which is on page 43 of the exhibit book, contains a written summary of the environmentally sensitive overlay ordinance report, and again, how we address those items. So I'll submit the conditions and findings for your consideration, and subject to your questions or any questions from the public, that would conclude our presentation.
Thank you, sir. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. Mr. Smith, this lies in your vast and densely populated area.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a few questions. Heard mention of a bus stop. Is that going to be a shuttle? Is the community offering a shuttle service to the Bethany Beaches area?
There's no plans for that. The bus stop that was referred to would be for the school district, and it would be finalized again with input from the school district as to its location.
I heard correctly, there's going to be a landscape buffer along Murray Road and by the McCabe home?
Yes.
Was looking up at lots, specifically numbered 93 and 94. Do they abut up to the neighboring property there, to the where's their back property line?
They do butt up to that property, and as we understand, that is a forested property for residential use.
Is there a way of keeping that buffer intact once those lots are sold?
We can put restrictive easements on that.
We can even
look at reconfiguring those back lot lines to provide a 30-foot, open space strip. I don't think that's a problem.
All right. And last question. Could you tell me who was the firm and what their credentials were that did the environmental assessment?
The phase one?
Phase one, that was, yes. Geotechnology Associates.
Yeah. And their credentials, are they in the overview of the project team?
Yes, they should be.
Okay.
A copy of that report is in the appendix that was submitted, so that is in the record.
Nice.
Geotechnology Associates.
I didn't see anything on any letterhead that...
Yeah, it's
so a larger appendix.
Yeah, I didn't give everybody a larger appendix, but in the record, it's in there.
Okay. No other question.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Gordy.
Just have one. Some of your lots are
are in the forested areas. How are you going to maintain cutting those from the landowner, cutting trees down or anything like that?
Oh, obviously, the areas where homes would be built and things of that nature would be cut down. There would be some type of a size restriction that trees over a certain size couldn't be cut down unless diseased or something of that nature.
That's all the questions I have.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Johnson?
I have no questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Burton?
Will the cemetery be part of the homeowners association upkeep?
It'll be maintained by the homeowners association and cared for. And again, it's located near where the tennis courts are and some of the facilities, so there's parking that would be available for anyone who wanted to come to visit that.
Keep the ground better than it is now.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Lank?
I didn't really have any questions. I have observation. This looks more like cluster than a few of the applications we've received in the last year or so. It does look like a cluster.
Is that a compliment?
That's sort of. I don't like giving guys compliments.
That's unusual.
It's like a cluster. The lot you questioned, or Mr. Smith's question, you would adjust that line so there would be at least 30 feet minimum along those. It looks like about five lots have a little bit of reduction, so it would be at least 30 feet.
You're talking about. This line runs down to a point.
Right. Yeah, it'd be at least 30 feet, is what I'm saying. It goes to like five lots, maybe.
Yeah, it's written here. Yeah.
We've got like 50 feet at the end, and we're down about 30 right there. You're right, five, not five. Goodbye.
Yeah, we were looking at it down here. So. No, that's all I have.
Okay. Mr. Burton, you had a question, sir.
One more question, Mr. Cooper. On this letter from the Indian River School District, would that be added? How would you address that?
I think that's pretty much a form letter they're sending out, because I've gotten a similar letter on other applications. Basically, they're saying that they don't know for sure what schools would be affected or whatever. My response would be, and again, not that it permanently will be like this, but for the most part, a lot of second homes and things of that nature don't involve a lot of children in the schools. Obviously, there is benefit to the schools through the real estate taxes that are paid, and obviously part of the school system and school district is to accommodate future needs and, you know, be part of their planning. And of course, as you know, the Indian River School District particularly has done some considerable capital improvements in the last couple of years in terms of some of their schools, particularly the high schools. So again, these lots I don't think are going to have a tremendous impact. I certainly understand the cumulative impact from all development that's happening in Sussex County everywhere, not just in the Indian River School District, and it's something that Del Dot School District.
First time I've seen.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've gotten that on a couple other projects, and it read the same.
And just to expand upon that, they really don't address school bus issue in their comments.
No, not in the comments.
But you'd be willing to work with the school?
Yeah, no, we would contact them to make sure we're going to have a school bus stop that would be acceptable to them.
Mr. Smith, you had something else?
A possible answer, Mr. Burton, could be due to the location of this development. School district may not know whether the elementary age children would go to Frankfort Elementary School or to Lord Baltimore, which could be a relatively equidistant and may have something to do with the classroom sizes.
And it would probably depend on other developments and how other developments are distributed. So I think that's what they've said before. They're not sure what schools would be utilized.
In other words, they want you to put in your notice that we don't know where the kids are going to go.
Go to school, but we don't know where.
Scouts.
Just a comment that this plan addresses some of the issues that I tried to raise earlier about pedestrian safety with having space between sidewalk and the travelway, and some of the issues Mr. Lank raised about traffic calming, because there's intersections that break up the traffic so that it doesn't flow through, and some other measures like that. So it can be done. Thank you.
That wasn't
No.
just for the benefit of the commission.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Abbott, any questions or comments for the benefit of the commission?
No questions or comments.
Okay. Robertson?
No questions or comments.
All right, gentlemen, we thank you. If you would kindly stand down just for a few minutes, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2005-95, Harleton Acquisitions, LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir. Please step right up, you, and then followed by the gentleman behind you.
Hi, my name is Don Klein, and with my wife, Judy Walter, we own the property and the house that's on the western side of the proposed development.
Want to point to it for us over there?
Well,
so
it's here.
Okay.
It's here, maybe here. It's here.
Okay.
I have a major concern and a few minor ones. The major concern is the safety of our house. There was quite a lot of talk about the stormwater management being directed to the west, which is the way the property drains. The western stormwater management pond that has an outfall to a private ditch that exists. That private ditch winds its way to our property under Murray Road. Our house is within 4 feet of that private ditch.
Right.
Three outbuildings are within 3 feet or 4 feet of that private ditch, one of which houses our pump. We have seen water existing up to the top of that ditch. We can't take any more water due to erosion. Sandy soil just erodes. I'm concerned about the stormwater management and the safety of our house.
Say so. I'll see if we can get a comment on that, but go ahead. What else?
I would appreciate it. And there's mention about pumping stations or station, and on the plans there's locations or shows two pumping stations. I'd like a clarification where, how many pumping stations and where they will exist. Murray Road is a tar and chip road. It's not in the best of condition. It was built when the legislature said all dirt roads had to be paved. I would like that maybe the contractor not be allowed to use Murray Road for construction access so that he doesn't deteriorate the road anymore. There's also mention about cleaning the existing ditches, which are overgrown. But they help a lot to slow the flow of water, the way it's overgrown. If they're going to clean the ditches, it's just going to accentuate the problem and the concerns we have about our house.
Okay, I'm not sure I agree with you there, but we're going to get a comment from an engineer or somebody that knows. I'm not an engineer. Are you an engineer?
I worked for the State Highway Administration at one time, and I know enough about hydraulics to know that.
I'm not accusing you. I'm just telling you.
I'm not an engineer,
so I've got to ask somebody. Maybe you already know the answer to this. But
I don't. I'm just concerned. Okay. I know enough about hydraulics to know when you put a development in, it's going to increase the flow if there's an outfall. And I heard the gentleman say that there probably won't be any more water flow than it exists. That's a hip shot. And when it concerns our house, I'm a little more concerned than a hip shot.
I understand. Well, we're going to try to get you a little bit better information because that would concern me too.
Okay. That's all. Thank
you.
Is
that it? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Mr. Fuquay, would you or one of your team members please respond to those gentlemen's concerns?
I think I better stay with the engineer.
I guess. Actually, I forgot the first one. The second one was
the first one was the storm water, the ditch. That's already behind this gentleman's house. He is
right, and then the
his
other
testimony
the
is already full. What are we going to do about that?
Let me ask a further question though. Is that a tax ditch? Do we know, or is it just a
no? It is not.
So it's private. It's
stormwater and the ditches kind of go together because what we have here is an existing ditch that's tree lined. We don't want to mess with it. you know, whether it's jurisdictional or not, it's pristine. It serves a real good purpose for wildlife, and like he said, slows the water down. We don't want to deal with that. What we do have to do is get a release from this pond to this point here. At that point, that's our study point. No more water is allowed by law. It's not from the hip. It's a requirement to manage the 2 and 10 year storms at that point. So no more water can go off our site after development than goes there today. So nothing this project would do should exacerbate that condition. And that's through attenuation in these ponds that allow it to be held back. And again, that's why we save so much of the forest.
Is the ditch the property line where it adjoins this gentleman's property?
No, actually, Murray Road comes along here. Okay, and it comes down. His property is over here, I believe.
Oh, okay, that's
and
right.
There's a pipe
okay.
under Murray.
Okay.
So this ditch comes in this direction and flows under Murray past his property. So at our property, we'll attenuate the flow to what it is today through the use of these ponds and, you know, bioswales and all the other things. Now, we did talk to people from the state and the Corps about the possibility of doing some special features here that would enhance wetlands and things like that. And again, that would even slow the water down more and give it more reserve area. So that's something we'd love to work with you on. We don't want to create an eyesore. We want to create something that's as pleasing to him and his backyard as it is to the neighbors that'll, you know, hopefully move in here if approved.
And ultimately, the Sussex Conservation District and Denrec is going to have jurisdiction and authority over that?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
So it'll go through the conservation district. As far as the pump stations, in your exhibit booklet, and we didn't make any mention of this, but there is a pump station proposed in this general vicinity. It's pump station number 3. And then there's another one proposed. There's another one over here, and we may need a pump station for these two projects here that could replace the one that's over here. So there wouldn't be two, it would only be one. We need to work with county engineering through our concept plan, which is the next stage if this is approved, to meet with them and go through the engineering calculations to see if there's a cost benefit for the county to go ahead and move it more central and move it away from that area.
Well, is there any impact that would have on any adjacent property owners, this gentleman plus anybody else? Or?
Well, again, it's our hope that if we could move it off of here, put it internal, it could serve, you know, more than one purpose. It moves it away from him, and it takes away an additional pump station. So we've had preliminary discussions with Bay Forest when we originally started on that with our offsite improvements.
But ultimately, it's up to the county engineer.
It's up to county engineering, yes.
County engineering does it. Yeah.
The number and the location.
Number and the location, absolutely. As far as no construction traffic on Murray's Lane, that's certainly possible. We would anticipate construction coming off near the main entrance. Phase one would probably be off of the main entrance. So
Boyle's overriding you. He's shaking his head. Would you mind come up, introduce yourself, and tell us what you've got to say? And
I don't like to override Kevin. Rick Boyle, Vice President of the Telecommunications.
That's your money. You're allowed to.
As far as construction traffic, given the layout of the site, Murray Road would probably make some sense to use for construction access at some phase in the development. And I just whispered to Mr. Fuquay that, you know, a proffer would be that if there's any damage to Murray Road, we would restore it probably to better than the condition it's in today. So we'd like to reserve the ability to ask DLDOT for a temporary access permit from that side. It'd be agreeable to our neighbor.
There are four houses that use that road, and it's a very narrow.
And the entrance, the way you would have to enter the field is right behind our property.
If you're going to speak, you have to come to the mic.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. I appreciate you wanting to get your information out. If you would like to come up and give us your name and make your comments, we need you to do
that. Well, I think probably what I should do is just leave it at making the offer.
All right. And if I could just add the
Murray's Road is just a little private road. I mean, it really is. And one of the considerations on the site design, as you'll note, there is no entrance or exit from the development onto Murray Road. And that was done intentionally because, as I said, Murray Road looks like an old road that got bypassed at some point in time when they put the new road in. And it's our intention to pretty much leave it that way. And I think for construction purposes, there may be a phase that just makes logical sense to go into. But it is a state road.
I think there's a street corner sense of justice that says that Murray Road is kind of a small private road, serves four houses. If you're going to tear up roads, building your development, you should be tearing up your own. And I can understand where the gentleman's coming from with that. But whatever arrangement you're all able to make, at least it certainly is on the record that there's a concern, and I would encourage you to address it. And I think that was it. I think we got, we think that was it. Two agencies that were mentioned that, sir, that you would at least perhaps want to make aware of your interest in this project would be the Sussex County Soil Conservation District, which is here in Georgetown, and then the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control, which has many outlets, one near you, and contact it. And I'm sure that the engineer would be happy to talk with you as their plans evolve, if this in fact gets approved. And I would encourage you to be proactive in that regard. Perhaps after the hearing, the two of you can exchange information.
Can we write to these two departments?
I would encourage you to. In fact, that's exactly what I would do. Write to them, let them know you have an interest in it, you want to know what's going on. That's your right as a taxpayer. Okay, is there anyone else who wishes to speak in opposition? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I
almost forgot about you. Come on up here and tell us your name and where you live and what's on your mind.
My name is Russell Banks, and I have a concern about the development.
Okay.
We own the property on the northwest corner, my brother and I, David. And in the future, I'm going to try to build a farm shop.
Okay.
And
excuse me just for a second. Would you pull that down and put the other one up and let him point out to us and the public exactly where he's talking about?
We're in this parcel here.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And I do farming, too, and I plan on building a farm shop. And this woods, it's a walkable woods. I don't know if you've been in woods with briar knots and stuff. This is a walkable. And it's got, where you're talking about that graveyard, it's got an old woods road that walks through there. So the only thing I'm concerned about, if they could put a fence of some type, you know, I don't know if it's feasible or not, but.
We'll find out.
Thank you very much.
All right, sir. Mr. Fuquay, do you or your team want to respond to the gentleman's concern? I think his concern is trespassing. If he has a shop there at some point, he's concerned about a liability issue that might exist.
Yeah, I mean, I understand the concern. It obviously can be done if that's a condition you want to impose on it. I don't know if we're going to have a 30-foot buffer there, and I don't think it would be the type of thing where people would necessarily.
Well, that's a question I have. Is there a 30-foot buffer there? Because I can't tell from the site plan I have if there actually is. It looks like Mr. Smith and I were talking about that. There's not. That's the thing.
Down to a point there. But what we were talking about was creating a restriction to put a 30-foot buffer there. So there would remain 30 foot of the wooded area along that property line. We understand Mr. Banks' concern, and I mean, if that's a condition, it's a condition.
Well, once again, I would encourage you to be in some dialogue with him about that. If this, in fact, goes forward, just try to be good neighbors. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We invite you to spend the rest of your life with us to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning.